morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Friday. You made it through the week. You should pat yourself on the back. I am so happy that you guys are listening and tuning in and donating and supporting and encouraging and just being amazing people. Thank you so much for all those who are just with the movement, man. Because I can't do it by myself. It takes a village, unfortunately. As you know, we're doing the Tall Company, which is our nonprofit where we go and help feed, clothe, and just help out people who are in despair. If you want to donate to our cause, you can always do Cash App, and it's $ the Tall Company. We are always out in the streets, and for once, you can actually see your money go to people. I don't believe in doing things and not just letting people see where their money is going. So it's a real good cause, and I love what we're doing, and it's growing. So thank you for those who are supporting. Today is going to be a special Friday because I have my lady Alina, who I'm going to be interviewing, CEO of Leafly Therapy. Guys, when I tell you, you need a massage by this lady, because she does CBD massages. And she has her own product that she makes by hand, made in America. So this is going to be an amazing interview. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. I'm going to try to keep it about 15 minutes less, but it's going to be amazing. This girl is a just bundle of joy. So she's going to brighten your day. And we're going to make this an amazing Friday. This is my B-Day weekend, guys. So it is, I'm in a great mood, as you can hear. But I want to share this mood with you guys. All those people who know me, you know I love you. Let's do coffee. My birthday is Monday. We got 3 days. I think I could fit all you guys in there. Let's see if we can make it happen. All right. You know how it is. I'm going to get into this interview right after these messages. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to those messages. You know, I always appreciate you guys and the support. The love is just amazing, which is brings me to my special guest here. The networking always brings me to some amazing people. I will be speaking with Adelina Sanchez today, the licensed medical massage specialist, and she actually is certified in CBD massages and products. So this lady knows her stuff. I mean, she deals with muscle pain and arthritis, so I've used her products personally. I know they work. I've actually had my friends use them, so that's why I really wanted to do this interview today. So welcome, my guest, Adelina.
Hello. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. I am so honored to be on your platform.
Oh, man, I appreciate you for just taking the time to, share some of the information with people, because you know I'm all about sharing the knowledge, and I love what you do, man. I really love your drive. I love how you are hands-on with everything, and you like me. You don't like the word no, and people telling you you can't do it.
Oh, no deal. Not over here.
Nope. Not at all. So, kind of tell people what made you get into massage therapy and CBD and just everything in general.
Yes. So it's always so difficult how to shorten the story because it's like a build up of just years, you know. So I actually started massaging when I was about 7 years old. My mother never paid me for it though. No, but I would massage she always needed, she had a lot of stress always, of course, on her shoulders, and it was always, oh, come here, massage me, and she'd knock out, and us at that age, we're okay, well, mommy is sleeping, so we would go and play a little bit longer, stay up a little bit longer and stuff, so it was just whatever. But then we ended up moving to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, when I was about like 12 years old.
Wow.
And unfortunately, my mother did have twins that were born premature. My baby brother passed away when he was born.
Oh,
and my baby sister lived until she was about 7. But in those 7 years, like, she was prognosed to be a vegetable. And just like her big sister, she said, boy, bye.
Right, no.
She was like super, super active. She was a whole personality on her own. Like, man, you've met me. We have a crazy dope vibe, but she was like even more fire and even more love and more ambition. So, you know, as the oldest daughter, sister in the house, I took care of her a lot. And that was from, like, you know, physical therapy, going with her to doctor's appointments. And, you know, again, she was pretty severe. She had a G-tube, she had a shunt, she couldn't talk, she couldn't walk. But being American, of course, we did all of that therapy. But then living in Mexico and being Hispanic, cultured, actually, we did all of the holistic therapy as well, too. You know, like, my mom crossed her, you know, like, miles in this one mountain, you know, to pray the same. We would take her to, like, my baby sister, to mud bath. And, you know, all types of spiritual, you know, blessings and cleanses. And, but it was specifically this one, what we call in Spanish, a curandera, that, like, a curer, right? But she, for some reason, like, I distinctly recall she would always get, and I hope you and your listeners get this, because, yo, this is in us already. But she used to always go to this green alcohol that had, like, I don't know, leaves and stuff in it, you know? Of course, they, because of the age I was in, and just a stigma, I guess, it was always, leave that alone. Stop asking questions. That's not for you, little girl. Or, stop being so nosy. So, I, little did I know that that was cannabis, just weed and the alcohol. And it may ended up making sense to me, because I realized, like, way later on, but after each session that that lady would massage her with this green alcohol, my baby sister used to come out of each session, like, super happy, chill, giggly.
Symptoms.
She had a G-tube. So feeding her was always, you know, kind of difficult. It was very uncomfortable for her. She was, you know, obviously in a lot of pain. But after these sessions, that was when, like, my mom would be like, yo, you know, feed her, like, right now. Go, go. She would max, like, 2 full her syringes, you know, of her food and stuff. So, but it was these little things that, you know, again, at my age and how things were, especially back then, it wasn't talked about. I had no idea that was it. So that all happened. I ended up back in Chicago again. Unfortunately, she passed away. I then became a licensed massage therapist, you know, as an entrepreneur at a very, very young age. I'm trying to figure out the quickest way to make good money. Good at. And it was massage therapy. So I got that, got my license. I've been hustling at it. But it wasn't until maybe, what, 3.5-4 years ago that I start working with my client, the Cassidys. They, I love them. Like, they're amazing. I went up there, mind you, this is over here by Lakeshore Drive, like, Liberty Park, you know, they get super, super duper rich, but they comfortable. So I walk in, though, and she's, it's a very severe case of arthritis, like, she's, her bedroom is in the living room. So, just to, like, make things easy for the family, she can't walk around, all this good stuff. And as soon as I get there, though, she's like, I have my own cream, and I have my own table. I just need you to massage me. I was just like, oh, okay. That's your cream, and I got to bring my table. So anyways, that turned it into, she gives me this cream, and it has a marijuana plant on it, and I'm like, what is this? Mind you, her husband is like this, like, he's amazingly nice. But when I first meet them, you know, like very just professional Irish guy that's like, if you need anything, let me know. I'll be in the room.
Right.
She's this petite little Jewish lady, just, you know, cool, calm, and a super nice person. I'm like, she's smoking weed.
What is this?
Mind you, though, I'm in like my late 20s, early 30s, and I'm just getting into weed. So I, by this time, start asking, you know, my feelings. Hey, what's this THC CBD thing?
Right.
And they can't, they're like, no, it's just to smoke it, to THC, that's what gets you high. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I get to this lady and she breaks it down for me. She's like, oh, honey, you haven't heard of CBD? Well, she tells me the anti-inflammatory benefits. She tells me how it's extracted and how much it's helping her and why this and why that. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. This is exactly what was used on my baby's sister. It's just not the same.
Right.
It was just on the whole balance and the alcohol. But so I'm going through the ingredients and everything. And I was like, no, I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to meet you.
Right.
This is all supposed to happen. So boom, we look at the ingredients, we start working with some stuff, I start ordering some shea butter, I start ordering some arnica, I start learning how turmeric works, and we're throwing that in there, we're throwing this in there, and like a year passes, we have her now walking like from her bed to the massage table.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, this is really, really working. So we keep going at it. I start working with the farm. I get certified. I start learning the difference. I start ordering the right herbs. And whoa, we figured out like for her severe case, like she needs her cream at 900 milligrams.
Wow.
Right? But during this time, all this data is collected. And I'm just like, whoa, I really think I got something here more than just like massages and. So boom, we've been deeply therapy and it's been a wrap. I can't stop.
And you know, it's so crazy how the entrepreneur spirit works aligned like with your life. Because what's the odds of you running into this lady and she's got the same remedies that you were dealing with when you were a kid, and it's just like he tell you where you need to be.
Yeah.
You can't even deny it if you wanted to.
I can't. No deal. No possible way.
So,
it's amazing when you embrace that and you know it. Like there's no, you can't talk me out of this.
Exactly. It's your road.
No way.
It's got your name on.
So
what was like? What are some things that make you kind of different with how you operate? Because you know, I know it's a new thing, and there's so many different people out here. I want to know what makes you special, even though I know you special. But let the listeners.
Yes, no. Aside from everything I just mentioned right now, man, I'm really focused on like really solving a problem. I grew up in poverty. I know what it's like to be stressed, and I understand. Like I love reading and education. I get a high school diploma, getting a degree. That was all super important to me to learn. So, and then that process, you know, it was. I get the cycle. I get the poverty cycle. I know what I did for my baby sister and how that happened and why she came. Like, I know that I'm here to spread that. But I'm going to make money. It's going to make money. You know, I am really skilled at what I do. You know, I have the dope face at what I do.
But
what makes me different? It's my spirit, my vibe. Like, you can go to any other. I mean, there are amazing massage therapists out there. There are people out there who are working with scientists and chemists that are, you know, making products and creams that are, oh my gosh, to the T, you know. But I'm home over here, you know, like, this is comfort, this is a vibe, this is, you know.
And your love over here. You have a really good, like you say, your soul, you know, it's like, I know that you truly care about your clients, and I like the fact that one thing you kind of got into, but you just glanced over it like it wasn't nothing. You got certified and you got your papers and you went to school and you took the time to invest in yourself. And that's one thing that I want to let people know too. Like, you got to perfect your craft. No one can take you seriously unless you take yourself seriously.
You know what? This is true. This is absolutely true. I sometimes, I guess, feel like I don't want to bore, not brag, because I know it's not bragging. I'm super confident in what I do, and I know why I say the things I do. But this is true. You know, like I did, I dove into this full throttle. I got certified in just what even CBD and THC does, how it works in our body, our endocannabinoid system. Like, we don't have an ibuprofen system. Like, this is a system that's already in our bodies. Right. Like, I was blown away that we weren't taught about this. Like, this is for real things happening in our body that we can help with, you know. Like, it's not for everybody. I've learned that as well too.
Yeah.
You know, like my client again, she wasn't trying to get high. That wasn't her thing. She was like, I'm not going to sit here and smoke all day or anything, you know?
Right.
And it made sense, you know? Like, we could check this part of the plan and we can do this with it. Just like they did back in the day. Like, this again is it's in our culture. It's all been used by us, you know? They would either put it in alcohols or they would put it in their teas or, you know, like, but they knew that there were different uses for all of this. So I'm definitely certified in that. I have been licensed for over 13 years now.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know anatomy. I can work with doctors. I work with chiropractors. I'm not just in the spook. I am a licensed massage therapist.
Right.
I have over, I professionally, I guess it's over 10 years working with the medically fragile and chronically ill. Like, I knew that was going to be my direction, so I just stay focused on that again. My baby sister has a lot to do with this, but, and I got a little bachelor's, so, but I, again, these things is just kind of like additions, because I'm already social. I already love networking. I already love knowing where things can go good together and, you know, how we can capitalize on it as well, too, you know? Like, absolutely.
I feel
Thank you for that.
No problem. So, last but not least, I'll wrap it up, because we had our time. I don't like to keep people, but what's your future goals? Where do you see yourself going?
Oh, wow. Huge. Like, this is worldwide type of thing, what I'm trying to do here. So not only do I provide massage therapy services and have our product line, I also educate. I educate other massage therapists. And so right now I'm looking to be the first and only massage provider in education with cannabis and cannabis consumers. But that again is just even the littlest. Like, I'm talking about making tables from hemp, clothing, scrubs, providing, of course, jobs, all that good stuff. But definitely think Bill Gates.
Y'all hear that, listeners? Y'all got, I got investors and people out there listening. This girl has it. So please do not be afraid to reach out to her. Kind of tag your social media and your products, because, like I say, you got balms and lip gloss. It's so much stuff you got. Let the people know what you work with.
Yes. So, quick lineup of the product. I can really make anything you want. That's also a bit different. I can make it as strong as you want, whatever scent you want. But I have, like, Epsom salt, body butter, salves, personal lubricants. We have facial cleansers. But you can definitely order all of that stuff directly through me. You guys, like, hop on it right now. If you get it through me right now.
Yes.
it's going to be so special, but it should definitely be in huge stores in the near future. There you can find an order or contact me. I mean, I have Instagram is just my spot. It's just easier. I'm an entrepreneur. This whole Facebook, Twitter, that I can't be back and forth too much. So if you really want to get a hold of me, Instagram for sure, at Leafly Therapy. I am looking to be in every state. I've already extended to Houston. So you can find me also on Leafly Therapy Houston. We'll be in Cali soon. I'm already working on that. But yeah, definitely anything Leafly Therapy, just look up that. You'll definitely find that. LeaflyTherapy@gmail.com is my email as well too.
You got it. You got it. You the lady. And we're going to do some
Yes, please share, tag. I just want to mention that, like, as entrepreneurs, it's hard for us, you know, to go out there and get the marketing and the clients. Like, y'all share, tag, like us, like, help me grow. So I can grow, I can provide more. But it's all within us. Like, we got to help each other, especially right now. You know, like, Walmart and all them big brands and all them, like, they could afford marketing. Help us. Come look at us. All these small shops, yo, we're right here. Help us. Even a share, a tag, a like, mention, that helps.
It helps. A long way, man. I can't tell you how many clients I got just from somebody saying, hey, you should talk to this guy. So please, guys,
share,
like, love, spread the word, DM, order. Spend your money with these people, because we are the people that's going to be the Walmarts and all these big corporations, because they're not going to be around forever. You got to have us. We got to come
in. We can build our own Walmart.
Seriously.
Yes, absolutely. And I wanted to throw out actually a little special, since we're talking and encouragement and all that. Like, I so want everybody to try this. So any of your listeners that want to put in an order, just cover the shipping. I'll send you out something, whether a face mask or butter or whatever. Like, I just want you guys to try this. But
I got you.
Only right now, only through you, only your listeners.
Yes. We got
great products.
I got you. And I'll be plugging you, you know, with all my Facebook and Instagram tags. And I'm spreading the word as much as possible. You know, I love you to death, man.
I know.
I'm grinding for all of us. So it's been a pleasure, man. Well, you guys know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
I love all of you. I appreciate having Adelina on our show today. Thank you guys for listening. Please continue to support, share, like, love. My birthday weekend, guys. So I hope to see all of y'all. We gonna just come and see you when it's cold, because I'd rather wait until it get cold and have fun and go disappear.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. And like I say, we got Adelina. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.